project manager boosts local food truck owners. Hey, friends. Hey, Side Hustle School community. Thank you for tuning in today. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Every week on Thursday, conveniently, we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've been making this podcast every day since January 1, 2017. So we have a wealth of archives we can go back to, hear from all kinds of folks about how their business has evolved. Last week, specifically, we heard from an advertising consultant focused on biotech startups, and he found success with a flat fee structure. We looked at that a little bit. He's making $150,000 from something that he started on the side. That's $150,000 a year, to be clear. I guess if it was like he made $150,000 in 20 years, that's a little bit less exciting. But annual income as a side hustle, much better. So today, in our latest feature, we're going to hear from a project manager who specializes in coordinating operations for local food truck vendors. Food truck vendors, they got a lot going on. They got a lot to deal with, a lot of logistics, a lot of planning, operations. It's usually just one or two people running the show, basically. So they often need help with streamlining, and this person, Kai, has been able to do that for food trucks in Portland, Oregon. So let's hear a little bit from Kai. Let's hear his update. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Kai, a project manager based in Portland, Oregon. In 2019, I found my specialty in managing operations for local food truck vendors. Portland's vibrant food truck scene was thriving, but many vendors struggled with coordination, permitting, and marketing. My goal was to help these small businesses operate more efficiently and boost their success. When I first entered the food truck scene, I noticed a common trend. While the vendors were passionate about their food, many lacked the organizational skills to manage the operational side of their business effectively. They faced challenges like securing prime locations, handling permits, managing schedules, and marketing their offers. Seeing an opportunity to make a difference, I started offering my services as a project manager specifically for food truck vendors. My background in project management and my love for food made this a perfect fit. One of the initial challenges was gaining the trust of the food truck owners. Many were wary of outside help, especially when it came with an additional cost. To overcome this, I started by offering a few vendors free consultations to demonstrate the value I could bring. I helped them organize their schedules, streamline their operations, and navigate the often confusing permitting process. As vendors began to see improvements in their operations, more of them began to trust me. My approach was holistic. I not only helped with logistics, but also assisted with marketing. I created a system where I could manage multiple vendors simultaneously, ensuring that they all had prime locations during peak times and well-coordinated schedules to maximize their sales. One memorable success was with a taco food truck that had fantastic food but struggled with visibility and scheduling. After organizing their permits, securing prime locations, and launching a targeted social media campaign, their sales doubled within 3 months. They went from barely breaking even to being one of the most popular food trucks in Portland. Another success story involved a vegan food truck. We focused on marketing their unique offerings through local influencers and food bloggers. The buzz generated from these campaigns brought in a steady stream of customers and established a loyal following. Today, I work with a diverse range of food trucks in Portland, helping them navigate the complexities of their operations and grow their businesses. The journey from initial skepticism to proven success has got me thinking about my next business idea, which will also be about logistics, but away from the food truck industry. There's always room for one more side hustle, right?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kai. I appreciate you sharing those updates with us. And listeners, I appreciate you as well. I make this show for you every day. We're almost at 2,800 total episodes, which is just incredible. It's all thanks to our amazing community and our sponsors and our team, everybody else out there. So let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured, any questions, comments, sidehustleschool.com. There's resources. I'm posting on social media most days. I have a newsletter on mental health. I've been writing 3 times a week, yearofmentalhealth.com. And of course, everything's free. Hope you enjoy. Hope you come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From from the Onward Project.